Let's talk about birth trauma. Perhaps you're here because you've had a really difficult birth, or perhaps you're questioning whether it was traumatic. But what I want to say to you is where there is any kind of trauma around birth, what you need and what you deserve is compassion and kindness. So be so mindful where what you might be giving yourself is guilt, shame, or criticism. Because shame will keep you stuck in that place of trauma. It will stop you opening up. And opening up is often the first and most important step to begin to help you process what you've been through. So what is birth trauma? Trauma itself is an emotional, psychological, and physical response to something that you experienced as traumatic. It's not as much of the detail of what that situation was and how many boxes that ticks on some kind of trauma score. It's how you experienced it. Perhaps you felt fearful. Maybe you felt fearful for your life. Maybe you felt out of control. Maybe you didn't know what was going on around you. It's about how you experienced that. This is why it's so important for you not to compare your birth story against someone else's, because what might have been traumatic for someone else might be experienced differently for you, and vice versa. The most important thing for you to acknowledge and think about is how you feel as a result of it. Experiencing trauma is not failure. It's really important to know that it is not about you not being strong enough. There are many factors that lead to post-traumatic stress disorder, and many, many of those are completely outside of your control. So if you're even questioning whether some of the symptoms that you're experiencing are trauma related, you really deserve to get some support. It's also worth mentioning that birth partners can experience trauma too. So how does it manifest? How does this post-traumatic stress disorder manifest? You might find it's hard to bond with your baby. Perhaps you're getting flashbacks, you're getting unprompted, unrequested memories kind of lurching into your mind's view that are upsetting for you. Maybe you've been noticing that you've been feeling increased anxiety and kind of hypervigilance, hyper-awareness of what's going on around you. Perhaps you find it hard to even think about going back to some of those places that remind you of what you've been through. You might feel low or unhappy or a bit depressed. You might find it hard to remember certain sections of your labour. Perhaps your memory is a little bit patchy because your mind has just tried to shut that memory off. You might feel lonely or misunderstood. Perhaps it's hard to talk about your labour amongst friends that are freely talking about theirs. So you may then feel lonely and misunderstood. And you might also be experiencing symptoms of postnatal anxiety and depression. So if you can acknowledge that you've been through a traumatic labour, what do you do now? What will help you now? So there are a few different options available. Look at the support pack in the PDFs to get some more specific information. So your first step might be to inquire about birth debrief so that you can get an increased understanding and perspective on what happened at your labour and birth. Some people can find that really helpful. There are also charities set up to support you, like the Birth Trauma Association. I've noted some in the support section of the PDFs. But finally, and importantly, if you are experiencing any kind of anxiety, there is help. And where there is help, there is hope. And my hope is that through the rest of these videos, you will find techniques and support for some of those surrounding emotions.